What's going on, guys? I know I've been away for like 5 days. Had to relax. Happy Father's Day to all fathers. I want to talk about colorism in the black community and how it affects us all. Colorism, you know, it's kind of like racism within the community. And recently, rapper Tory Lanez, you know, he did something real foul. He had a darker skinned black woman in one of his videos. Apparently, he stopped the video. He took her off the set. And he brought in like a lighter complexion, but still kind of dark mix of black woman. And a lot of black women, like Paris Milan, who speaks about, you know, black and black relationship issues or whatnot. I follow her on YouTube. She addressed this. Now, I completely agree with her, even though sometimes she could do too much for me. And I just have to like cringe and stuff listening to her. But colorism, it was something developed during slavery. If you remember, the field slaves, for the most part, were the darker skin slaves, men and women and children, who were out on the field picking cotton and fixing the houses and cleaning and whatever. Most of the house slaves were like light skin or whatnot, slaves or whatnot. The children, the men who were doing jobs such as watching over the other slaves. Well, some of them did, but, you know, like making out the bed and making sure, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. Making sure the other slaves in the house are doing what they're supposed to do. And you know, other slaves on the field are trying to rebel or whatnot. And, you know, some of the women used to take care of the white women's babies, breastfeed them, change their diapers, et cetera, whatever was necessary. And unfortunately, this is in the Caribbean too, in my home country of Haiti. And you see it too in DR, Dominican Republic. And it's everywhere, even in the continent in Africa. Sorry. And so, you know, this has been instilled in us over 200 years ago now. And a lot of us refuse to get past it and see that it is destroying our community. It doesn't help at all. And that when we look at each other as less than because the pigment of our skin is darker than, what does it really change for you? Because even you being black, light skin, you could still be killed by police officers. You could still be discriminated against in jobs. You could still face, you know, racial injustice or anybody who perceives you as black. And sometimes most light skin people are mixed with white. And do not forget the one drop rule, the one drop of black or African blood or DNA, it still qualifies you as a non-white. It still qualifies you as black, even though you might be genetically biracial. You are systematically black, and that would never change. But even when you guys hear this, some of you might not change your mindset, and that's fine. I'm not your parent or anything. You don't have to listen to me. I'm just trying to put this out here so that it could hopefully help some people and change the narrative and change the perspectives of which we live in today. But I'm gonna upload another podcast episode like a day after tomorrow. So it's every other day. But you guys let me know. Well, I'll talk to you in the next episode.